July, Minority Pride Month.
Wow. Sounds like we can finally celebrate white people.
Don't get us canceled. We go live to the founders of Neuralink.
This is the mark of the beast. Once it enters your brain, you will become like God.
Amazing.
Back to the artificial space program. Jim, take it away.
Look, we still haven't made it past lower Earth orbit, but we want you to think space technology is advancing, even though we can't make it past the radiation belt. Look at this massive shaft of a spaceship. Wow. And please stop saying firmament or Operation Fishbowl. Those are my trigger words.
Well, they finally sent that big penis-looking thing into space, huh?
And it returned.
Let's go live to where our clean energy comes from in the Congo. John?
We're in Congo, where these men dig with bare hands so you can tweet from your electric car.
How's your green energy project going?
Oh, these people work for nothing. And it's awesome. This is the future. These charcoal people rock.
Charcoal people? Really?
Okay, I think you've gotten soft since last time.
You might be right. We go live to Berg Steinowitz.
This will be great for profits. Oh, get to work, boy. Or should I say goy boy to you?
All of our products come from clean energy.
It's cruelty-free, we promise.
We're innocent.
How can you call this clean energy?
Yeah. No people were harmed in this process.
Of course there are. Look at these people.
We usually count at night.
Sounds like it's all pretty ethical.
You're retarded, Ben. That's the real reason why. In other news, have you seen how they farm lithium?
We're here in Chile where lithium mining drained their water so your phone stays charged.
We're still waiting for rain.
This is how we get lithium. Now that this land is in a drought, we can finally all have iPhones.
Yeah, you know, it's refreshing to see AI, which is a tool that's being used against us and something you probably shouldn't even be interacting with. But it's cool to see it being used to bring the truth to people. You know, if you're using AI as, you know, getting advice from it and using it as a companion and, you know, as I said, a couple of years ago, soon you get to a point where we won't even really have search engines. I mean, the search engines are all pretty controlled anyway. But soon you'll get to a point where it'll just be AI and people won't be using search engines. They'll just be asking AI what the truth is. You know, people are kind of doing that already. And AI is not giving you the truth, folks. It's giving you what it's programmed to give you. A lot of people just don't seem to understand that. I mean, AI may seem like a good thing in that way, but, you know, it's giving you programmed answers. You ask AI what it thinks about the moon landing. It'll tell you the moon landing was real. You ask it about the Holocaust. It'll tell you the Holocaust is real. Ask it any sort of really important questions, and it'll give you the answer that the powers that believe they be want you to have. That's the way it works. So you shouldn't really be using it as a companion or as any of that sort of stuff. I mean, I don't interact with it at all personally. But people that are using it to make fake news clips like Jake GTV or catchy truth songs like Despicable Maine is doing, I mean, that's a good use for it. That's kind of using it as a tool, not using it as something that you are allowing to control your life. Look how beautiful this place is, folks. It really is lovely, the Secret Garden. I've put so much work into making it beautiful. But anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. I mean, you shouldn't even really be using AI as a companion or to ask advice from or to ask questions about the truth from, because it's not going to give you the truth. It'll give you some truth. But most of what it gives you is stuff that it's programmed to give you. And the fact that they've even made AI is so readily available to the public now, it's for a reason, folks. It's not to give you a good tool to use. It's basically to provide the AI with practical training. You know, to provide the AI with, it's sort of kind of like the Turing test. They're getting you to interact with it and they're training AI how to interact with people. And how to learn what people want to hear and how to be able to give them the answers that they want. So people are being pretty deceived with all this sort of stuff. It's not what you think it is. Personally, I haven't signed up to any AI platforms at all. I've never asked Grok a question. I've never been on ChatGTP. I just won't participate in the training program that they're doing. But again, people like JGTV who are making truth videos, you know, disguised as news reports, and people like Despicable Maine, who's creating catchy tunes, telling the truth to people, I mean, that's a good use for it. It's there, may as well use it for something good, if you're going to use it at all. People are giving me a little bit of flack for using AI songs sometimes at the end of my videos. And again, folks, I mean, it's just because the song says what it should say, and it's a catchy tune, and it's a good way of reaching people. If you don't like me doing that, well, hey, write some truth songs and send them to me, and I'll include them at the end of the show, you know? All I'm trying to do here is wake the world up, folks, and I'll do it with every means I have available at my disposal, you know? And doing it through screens and through TV, I mean, it's a handy way to do it. That's why I started making movies and doing these walk and talks and making videos, because it's TV that's been used to brainwash people. So we know it works. So it's the best medium we've got to attempt to unbrainwash people and let them discover the truth of what's going on. You know, people like videos, they like that sort of a medium. Most people are too lazy to read a real book or anything like that, and it's difficult to put books out and get them distributed and get people to read them. But you can put out a 5-minute video clip or even a 1-hour video clip, and people will listen because they like that medium. They like being able to look at videos and hear audio and just sit back and get the truth streamed into them. And that's the way they brainwash people, folks. That's why they continue to brainwash people. And it's interesting looking at the whole Israeli thing, because they even admit that what they need to do in order to support what Israel's doing is to brainwash people. Like the head of the settler movement, Daniela Wise, hideous sociopath, who's actually organizing tours for families to go out on boats and watch the bombing of Gaza.
בעזרת השם, עם ישראל ינצח ונזכה לבנות ולראות בשוב השם לציון ובשוב עם ישראל לחבל עזה.
And they've got a platform you can go to observe the bombing of Gaza and pick out where you want your new house to be.
This sums up the evil that we're dealing with. What you're looking at here is a viewing platform. A viewing platform, like you would have to look at a waterfall, like Niagara Falls. An American media director has made a video on YouTube where he's talking to a judge in America about the things he's seen while he's been you know where. This is a viewing platform that looks directly out over Gaza. They even have the big binocular things where you can pop some money in to get a better look so they can watch people get murdered live. You need to know what we're dealing with. They're killing them for sport. and they're watching like spectators. They're killing the Palestinians for entertainment.
Show the best view you saw in 2023. I will go first.
Now, all this sort of stuff, she's the woman that organises that, but she actually says what they have to do is brainwash people.
People say to me, why don't you explain to the Jews in the United States what is exactly behind your thinking? I explain. But I'm laughing because the right word for it, you have to brainwash all the time. You have to say, to explain it, to live it, to cope with it. My husband says to me, why do you speak to your children all the time about Zionism, pioneers in Judea and Samaria, settling and settling, and all my family are settlers here? Because this is the only way to continue Zionism. I want to have for the Jewish nation the promised land from the Bible, from the Euphrates,
yes,
to the Nile. And I'm sure it will be.
What about southern Lebanon?
If it is part of it, all of it, even parts of Syria, part of Iraq, part of Iran. It's huge.
You think you have any way of convincing people that that would be a good idea?
I convince many. Many people believe in it. I don't see anything anything extreme in my approach. It's the basic Jewish approach.
Yeah, they kind of admit exactly what they're doing, folks. And for the people who think I focus too much on Palestine, I saw a couple of comments on Rumble saying Max never talks about the rape gangs going across the UK and all this sort of stuff. And again, I have talked about this and I have spoken about white genocide. I have pointed out that the white population, like 50 to 100 years ago, there was 30% of the world population, and now it's 7%. We're actually the ethnic minority on the earth now. And this has all been done by design. It's all been done according to the Kalergi plan, which is a Jewish plan for world domination, a plan to genocide the peoples of Europe via mass migration. They put out in the 1920s. And that's what we're seeing in the world today. And I have spoken about this. But what people don't understand is that Gaza and West Bank, as I've said before, it's a system of warehousing and surplusing human beings. And it's also a mechanism by which they test all their new weapons, they test all their new crowd control activities, and they are basically legitimizing and legalizing genocide, the slaughter of children, the bombing of hospitals. They're basically legalizing completely sociopathic behavior and saying that it doesn't matter if there's 200 people in a building. If there's one person in there that you want to kill, then it's okay to bomb the entire building. Doesn't matter whether there's women and children there, doesn't matter about any of it. And as I've said, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world, because this is a test of integrity. It's a test of the human race's moral fiber, because if we are going to tolerate what they are doing in Palestine, then the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. You know, the other day they burned the oldest Christian village in existence the other day, a village of about 10,000 people in West Bank. Israelis went in there and they torched the entire village, burnt people in their homes, and basically expelled everybody. This isn't Muslims. This isn't a Muslim terrorist enclave. It's not Hamas. It's the oldest Christian village in existence anywhere in the world, and Israel just destroyed it under the pretext of defending itself against Hamas. I mean, this is what they're doing, folks. This is what they're doing to the entire world. And you look at what they've started to do. Like, they're just burning them out in Palestine, burning people alive. There's been 500 people killed in Gaza in the first 4 days or 5 days of this month. We're like 6 or 7 days into now. It's probably up to probably 700 or 1,000 people have been killed by Israel in airstrikes in the last week. Well, nobody's talking about it. They're continuing to bomb Syria. They're bombing Lebanon. And all of this stuff they're doing, I mean, look what they did in Lahaina. They just burnt people out. Look what they did in LA. Again, they just burnt people out. and used it to create a smart city. Well, what's going on in Palestine is the definition of a smart city and what these people will do to you. You've got to understand the people that are doing all this to Palestine are the same people who run the US government, the same people who run most governments around Europe, heavily influencing all governments all over the world. And they're doing this because, you know, we're not speaking out about it. I saw a post by Greg Reese the other day on X. He's saying it's not amazing that they're doing what they're doing. He said, what is amazing is that there are 320 million people in the United States who can't rise up and overthrow the 600 degenerates that are destroying the country, the 600 degenerates in government. And they are total degenerates, folks. If you think they're not, excuse me, just look at the Epstein list that we've been waiting to be released. We told you they weren't going to do this, you know, and they've said, yes, there's a list, and now they're saying, well, there's actually no list. There's no list. We can't find any evidence that Epstein was blackmailing people, and there's no list of clients or anything like that. They already said they got the list. Pam Bondi said it was on her desk. And then you had that spokesperson for the White House saying, well, actually, no, she was just saying that the file was on her desk and she hadn't looked at it yet, but there's actually no Epstein list within the file. I mean, that's not what she said, you know? And we're supposed to believe that this guy, who had all major politicians come to see him, celebrities, heads of state, all sorts of stuff all over the world come to see him, stay in his little bordello in Manhattan, and that was like a five-story building or something, and they had cameras in every single room. They had brownstone setups in every room, like 9 or 10 cameras, so they got you from all angles. And they say in another discussion that there's thousands of hours of porn that they need to go through. They're just not going to tell you who's involved in this porn. They're not going to tell you who it is on video. They're saying, oh, it's Epstein having sex with children. Well, it's doubtful that he was filming himself having sex with children in every room in that place. You know, it's obvious that they were using it to blackmail politicians. It's obvious that it was an Israeli Mossad operation. And we know this, and we were just waiting for the files to come out, and now the Trump administration's come out and said, well, there are no files. There are no files because Trump is one of them, folks. Trump used to hang out with Epstein despite anything he says to the contrary. There was one report that I saw from someone the other day on BitChute saying that new flight records indicate that Trump went to Epstein Island 7 times.
Newly released flight records show that Donald Trump visited Jeffrey Epstein's island on 7 separate occasions. Let that sink in for a second. 7 times he flew to the Caribbean to go to Jeffrey Epstein's sex paradise. Now, in the run-up to the, you know, the 2020 election, Trump was talking about how all these pedophiles were taking over the government. And he was probably one of those pedophiles. At least he visited a pedophile island on 7 separate occasions.
Now, I don't know how true that is. No way of really confirming. It's just some random guy saying that. Is it true? Don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me. It absolutely wouldn't surprise me. You had Elon Musk saying that Trump is mentioned on the list of Epstein clients. How true any of this is, folks, you've got to wonder. But it just, it indicates that we're not being given the truth on just about anything that they tell us. Just the fact that this list suddenly doesn't exist. I mean, come on, folks, what a joke. What a joke this world has become. It really is. Absolute freaking joke, folks. And the media is so controlled, of course they're not going to tell us if there's an Epstein list, especially if they're on it. I saw another post saying, well, all these people who are enemies of Trump, Nancy Pelosi and all these people who don't like him, you know, if Trump was on the Epstein list and he was refusing to admit it, they would be all making noise about it, but none of them have mentioned it, which shows that Trump isn't on the list. Well, they're not going to be making noise about it and mentioning it if they're on the list as well, are they? They're just going to be happy that this isn't being released, and they're not going to talk about it at all. They're not going to bring any attention to it unless they absolutely have to. Because they're all on it as well, folks. That's the way it goes, you know. The media is just so full of shit. Like I said on the last report, there's 100 whistleblowers have now come out now from the BBC saying, listen, we're being forced to do pro-Israeli propaganda on the news, and in the face of this genocide, we're just sick of watching it, we're sick of doing it, we're sick of being complicit in this genocide, and so we've decided to blow the whistle on it. And that's a good thing to see.
While Gaza burns, Britain's most powerful broadcaster, paid for by the public, has operated as a propaganda arm for Israel's genocide. Over 100 BBC journalists have broken ranks to expose what they describe as the corporation's complicity in Israel's ongoing atrocities in Gaza. In an open letter, they accuse the BBC of censorship, distortion, and systemic anti-Palestinian bias, all while Palestinian civilians are slaughtered in plain sight for the world to see. The decision not to air the film Gaza, Doctors Under Attack, a documentary cleared by all internal checks, was the final straw. Staff described a newsroom where factual reporting on Israeli war crimes is routinely suppressed, while Israeli government narratives are platformed uncritically. The letter named Sir Robbie Gibb, a former Tory spin doctor and BBC board member with deep ties to the pro-Israel media, a central figure shaping the editorial bias. His presence, they argue, has turned the BBC into a politically captured institution where Palestinian voices are marginalised and war crimes are sanitised. The result? British audiences have been shielded from the reality of genocide, while human rights groups, UN agencies and genocide scholars ring the alarm. The BBC buries evidence and consistently echoes Israeli talking points. This clearly isn't journalism, it's coordinated propaganda on behalf of a foreign occupation with the aim to whitewash genocide, and it may be the defining scandal of Western media in modern times.
Yeah, so a lot of people are beginning to make noise about it, folks, because this has just been hideous. It's been absolutely brutal. You know, estimates of around 400,000 people missing in Gaza now. That's missing and buried under the rubble, not pronounced dead or anything like that, just buried under the rubble, just disappeared. Mainly women and children. And that's what they do. And even when we're talking about the rape gangs across Europe and stuff, this is a result of the Kaluga plan. This is a result of what Israel is doing. I mean, there are reports, confirmed reports, and even court cases involved of back in the beginning of the settlement of Palestine. There was a Bedouin girl. Bedouin girl, 14 years old or something like that. And, I mean, I might have that age wrong. I might have some of the small details wrong. But it was a Bedouin girl who was kidnapped by Israeli settlers, Israeli soldiers, IDF. And they got her, they washed her, they cut her hair, and then they gang raped her, and then they killed her. This was back in the 1940s or 1950s when Israel was first settled. And you're talking about these rape gangs going across Europe and across England. Well, where do you think they get it from, folks? And they say, oh, they're Muslim rape gangs. Well, no, they're not Muslim. They're just Arabs. They're just people from other countries, people from Pakistan and stuff like that, who have been fed Israeli-produced porn for years. And a lot of them just think this is what white girls want. They just want rough sex, you know? Because this is what's been drummed into their minds. And then you've got Israel and the United States go out and bomb all of these countries and force them out, force them into the West. And so now, and they've all got chips on their shoulders because of what the West has done to their countries. And so they're doing what these foreigners will do, what they've been trained to do, what they've been programmed to do. But ultimately it all comes from the same source, folks. The reason they want you to say Muslim rape gangs is because they want you to play into the left-right paradigm. They want you in a state of hatred. They want the Muslims and the Christians to go to war with each other and kill each other off so that the Jews can control the world. And they'll sit in the middle saying we're fending off hordes of terrorists and fighting for our very survival. But we're the victims here. No, they're the ones that are instigating the entire thing, folks. People will say it's the Jesuits. It's the same thing. You call it the Illuminati if you want to. I mean, the people who run Israel don't give a shit about Israel. They don't give a shit about the Jews. They don't give a shit about the people of Israel. The people who run the Vatican don't give a shit about the Christians. They don't give a shit about Rome. They don't give a shit about anything except furthering their agenda. And they're using the Jews as tools to do it. but it's all the one thing. Now, the Israelis are the most programmed people on earth. They seriously believe in their holohoax and all that sort of stuff. And the holohoax is so important because that is what is being used or has been used to promote this whole victim mentality and promote the concept that these people, everyone tried to exterminate them, and so they need to fight back at any sign of that ever happening again. No one tried to exterminate them. There was no Holocaust. They were kicked out of a lot of countries because of what they do, the sort of people they are. I mean, the root of all anti-Semitic thought lies in the actions of Jewish people. And they've been doing it for thousands of years. This is just what they do. Like I said, I don't even think they're human, these people. It's an entire nation of psychopaths. It's remarkable. Remarkable that there's still people that can't see it, but it's remarkable that they're able to get away with all of this stuff. And they've just faked everything, folks. Now, even terrorism and stuff, you know. Like I've said before, the Jews actually invented terrorism. Israel was really able to establish itself with the bombing of the King David Hotel, which was done by Rahm Emanuel's father. And, you know, Irgun, the terrorist organization, Irgun, became the first political party of Israel. I think its leader was Menachem Begin, and he is attributed as the father of terrorism.
9/11 and the war on terror were both conceived by Israeli military intelligence in the 1970s, when Menachem Begin, the head of the Likud party, came to power. Menachem Begin is known as the father of terrorism. Here he is. He's the founder of the Likud party. He was born in Russia, came to Palestine in 42, became leader of the Irgun in 44, which was a terrorist group, bombed the King David Hotel, killing 93 people, British headquarters in 1946, then was involved in the massacre of the Deir Yassin village, which was meant to scare the Palestinians to fleeing, which many did. And he created the Likud party in 1973, became prime minister in 77, and promptly invaded Lebanon in 1978. This is the emblem of the Irgun, which he was the head of. It's a Jewish terrorist group, and it's connected to the Netanyahu family because Mr. Netanyahu's father was the director of this movement, the Irgun, and the new Zionist organization since 1940.
That's what they've done, folks. And they've been able to do this all off the back of the Holocaust, which is completely fake. You know, even Anne Frank's diary, this is proven to be a forgery.
The original diary manuscript was forensically examined by the German State Forensic Bureau, the Bundeskriminalamt. Their analysis determined that significant portions of the work were written with a ballpoint pen. Since ballpoint pens were not available to everyone before 1951, portions of the work were added well after the war. Handwriting experts determined after closer examination of the originals that all of the writing in the diary was by the same hand, and the BKA determined that none of the diary handwriting matched known examples of Anne's real handwriting. The true author of the diary was Jewish novelist Meir Levine, who demanded and was awarded $50,000 in payments for his work in a court action against Anne's father, Otto Frank. The truth about the Anne Frank diary was first exposed in 1959 by the Swedish journal Fria Ord. It established that the Jewish novelist Meir Levine had written the dialogue of the diary and was demanding payment for his work in a court action against Otto Frank. An extract from the Swedish articles appeared in the American Economic Council letter, April 15, 1959, as follows. History has many examples of myths that live a longer and richer life than truth, and may become more effective than truth. The Western world has for some years been made aware of a Jewish girl through the medium of what purports to be her personally written story, Anne Frank's diary. Any informed literary inspection of this book would have shown it to have been impossible as the work of a teenager. A noteworthy decision of the New York State Supreme Court confirms this point of view, in that the well-known American Jewish writer, Meir Levine, has been awarded $50,000 to be paid him by the father of Anne Frank as an honorarium for Levine's work on the Anne Frank diary. evidence compiled by Dr. Robert Farrison of France establishes that the famous diary is a literary hoax. After doing substantial research, Professor Farrison stated, "The truth obliged me to say that the diary of Anne Frank is only a simple literary fraud."
It's all going to the same place, and the goal has always been to install leaders in Western countries who are sympathetic to the Jewish cause to allow all of this to take place and to allow the extermination of the West. That's been the plan. That's what the Holocaust is all about, you know, and they hide it all under the guise of anti-Semitism, but they've constructed this thing in order for there to be zero opposition to the Jewish takeover of the world. And the reason they want to go and bomb Iran, and they want you to hate Muslim countries, is because there's no usury in Muslim countries, and they are not sympathetic to the Jewish cause. They're not sympathetic to Israel merging all of the peoples of earth into one race of coffee-coloured goyim while keeping themselves pure and taking over the world. They're not sympathetic to that, nor should anybody be sympathetic to that. But that's been the goal, folks, and it's always been the goal. And it's been going on for a really long time, and it's just not stopping. You know, rolling out their smart grid, all the shit they want to do. Now, all of our societies, and like I said, the smart grid, I mean, a 15-minute city, you look at Gaza Strip, there's a 15-minute city for you, folks. That's what they can get away with in these type of zones. And that's their intention, to get away with this sort of shit. And they just bullshit with everything. You know, outraged by what happened in Glastonbury, you know. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't cooked up some story about Glastonbury yet that's even more sympathetic to the Jewish cause. It's like what they've been saying about Iran having nuclear weapons. And this goes back at least to 1984, 1986, they were saying this. And you've got to wonder how far they're willing to take that as well. But yeah, they've certainly made it obvious that there are job openings for psychopaths in Israel, folks. I mean, if you love killing children, well, you can just claim you're a Jew or claim you're speaking out against terrorism and go join the IDF and kill and rape and pillage and plunder as many innocent women and children as you like. That's just the Israeli way, folks. It's insane. You know, and they've done this so many times, and they've constructed this whole scenario, you know, with the war of terror, with their 9/11 attacks, the 7/7 bombings in London, the Bali bombing as well. All of these things have Israeli fingerprints all over them, folks. And it's important for people to see this. I mean, even all the anti-Semitic attacks that you see against synagogues and shit like that. There was another synagogue firebomb the other day by some guy. Of course, you just lit the front door on fire. Who does that? I mean, if you're going to firebomb a place, you firebomb it. You don't just light the front door on fire and create sympathy for the Jewish people. You know, and they stage these events so often. You know, 90% of anti-Semitic attacks against Jews are staged by Jews themselves, you know. And they're continuing. Actually, talking about 15-minute cities, they're planning on that with Rafah now as well. They want to turn Rafah into a concentration camp, a safe zone for the Palestinians. They're saying you'll have to go through rigorous testings and questions in order to get into this safe zone. And once you're in there, you will never be allowed to leave. Crazy. It's a concentration camp. And of course, you know, what sort of rigorous testing? Well, you're a male who's of age where you could defend yourself. Well, you must be Hamas. You must be a problem. We can't let you in there. You know, it's insane what they tend to do to these people, folks. It's the most inhumane society on earth. And this is who controls all of our governments. So it's important to talk about this. That's why I focus on it so much. Because the way of Palestine will be the way of the world, because these people are in control of all of our governments. Exhibit A, the world situation today. The fact that this genocide is being washed over and people are still sympathetic to this rogue state 2 years after this genocide started. That should be an indication to everybody. Plus the fact that I've gone in and met these people, folks, and the Palestinians are really kind, caring, gentle people who do not deserve what they're getting. They are not terrorists. And I'm not going to play into the left-right, let's all hate the Muslims paradigm. Yeah, and I don't support Muslims, I don't support Jews, I don't support Christians, I don't support Hindus. I think all religion is demented, as I've said so many times. But that doesn't mean I'm prepared to outlaw and allow one particular faith to be genocided simply because they are programmed into that faith. It's important that people step back and look at the bigger picture with all this sort of shit, folks. It really is. It really is. And, you know, we can see how corrupt they are, folks. I mean, no Epstein list. No Epstein list. I mean, seriously. What happened in Texas the other day as well? Massive floods in Texas. Like, ridiculous. I got a time-lapse video of the floods. And it's just insane the amount that the water came up in a matter of 30 minutes. Have a look at this. This is a 30-minute time-lapse. Just insane, folks, that that much flooding could happen in that short amount of time. There's reports that there were like 28 children killed, washed away from a campsite. I think 84 people dead or missing. And that number is set to rise. It may already have risen. I mean, I'm getting reports from people. I don't know how true they are, but I'm getting reports from people in Texas who say that the death toll is 20 to 100 times higher than what they're telling us. One report that I saw, one guy said there's like probably 45,000 to 50,000 people dead. Entire villages have been washed away. Same sort of thing that happened in South Carolina or North Carolina, whichever one it was. But he's saying 45 to 50,000 people dead. He said there's bodies everywhere. The place smells like death. Who knows what's true, folks? But with the water coming up that quickly and doing that amount of damage, I mean, there's no stopping that sort of a torrent of water, folks. And I don't exactly know where the flood was. I mean, I don't know that area of Texas. But if that water came up that quickly and there were villages on the shoreline of that river, then yeah, those death figures wouldn't surprise me, because the people would have had absolutely no warning whatsoever. And suddenly you've got a torrent of 20 foot of water coming through your house. How do you escape that? What do? You know? And it wouldn't surprise me if that's how high the death toll actually is, 45 to 50,000. I mean, it just wouldn't surprise me. You're not going to hear the truth from the media. And this is not a natural event, folks. I mean, water doesn't fall out of the sky at that rate. It's ridiculous. I mean, how on earth can you have that much water being held by clouds just to dump down like that in 30 minutes? It doesn't make any sense at all, folks. This was a totally staged event. And you watch, they'll be talking about their new smart city in the area and how they're going to improve the lives of the people by making it different to what it always was. They're still pushing to put smart meters up everywhere, folks. And no, these things don't cause any damage at all, do they? You know, all this sort of stuff is coming in, along with mass biometric surveillance and all this sort of crap in Trump's big, beautiful bill. 666 BBB, same as Build Back Better. The big beautiful bill to build back better with. Yeah, right. You know, Trump was such a fraud. I mean, I said when he first got elected back in, what was it, 2017 or something like that, I said this guy is a puppet. This guy is their Trump card. This guy is going to be used to usher in the new world order. And that is exactly what he's doing. And sure, he lost the 2020 election, which was done by design to portray him as the underdog. Then all that to do is fake his assassination attempt, and now suddenly he's thrown into power and given free rein to do anything. And again, he can claim indignation. Well, I'm trying to fix up everything because they tried to kill me. It's kind of like using the Holocaust, you know. It's just like Trump's mini Holocaust attempt. They attempted to exterminate me, so now I'm indignant and I'm going to bring in all this stuff and flush out the deep state. No, Trump is the deep state. It's freaking unreal, and I think there's a lot of people can see that now, folks. Being portrayed as Israel's best friend. You know, he got invited to Mar-a-Lago for dinner the other day, and while he was having dinner, Netanyahu, the war criminal Netanyahu, who he'd invited for dinner, was having Gaza firebombed and burning people alive while they ate their meal. So everyone's getting the same treatment. Like I said, folks, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. Are they going to flood out most of Texas like this? It's done deliberately. They can claim it isn't, but it was done deliberately. Absolutely, it was done deliberately. They're showing how little they care about human life. And people are letting them do this because it's been legitimized now. It's what they've done in Palestine. What they've been doing in Palestine for the last 76 years has legitimized all of this sort of stuff, folks. Often said, it's the greatest moral dilemma we face in the world today, and it will determine our future. How we respond to this event will determine our future in our own countries. And look at what has happened to our own countries due to our willful ignorance of this situation. You got a country there, a rogue state, invited there to give them solace. You know, the Palestinians let them move there because they were sympathetic to their cause. Over the history, whenever the Jews were expelled from other countries, they generally went to Palestine because the Palestinians weren't too bad with them. You know, they used to babysit each other's kids. It was all good. And then the Zionist state came and started expelling the Palestinian people and showing you what they're capable of. And through manipulation of consciousness through this Holocaust narrative, they've been able to take over and infiltrate all Western governments. And they're showing you what they're prepared to do to people who are not Jews. That's what they're doing, folks. And we've allowed this. And there are millions of us. And there's very few of the parasites in power. Like Greg Rees said, you've got 320,000 people in the United States who can't seem to rise up and overthrow the 600 degenerates running the government. That's the problem. You know, and you've got a constitution, you've got a Bill of Rights. It says in the constitution that when a government reaches a point of despotism, then it is your right and it is your duty to overthrow them and to institute new government. Well, you can't do that now, or because it's Trump, you know? It's freaking unreal. He's their Trump card, folks. Like I said years ago, he is their Trump card. And it's so obvious what's going on here. You know, and unfortunately, we're the ones who've allowed it to happen. It's a shame to have to say that, but it's true. His big, beautiful bill, I mean, it's not going to be anything. He pushed, now you've got Elon Musk as well, speaking out against him. I mean, they had their big fallout, which seemed to be so theatrical. And now Elon Musk wants to start the America Party. Like, that's going to save things. You can vote for a new side to the coin. It's the same coin. I mean, all these people are pushing the same thing. The smart grid, AI, Palantir, Peter Thiel, all these people are pushing the same agenda, folks. Trump, Israel, Elon Musk, Palantir, Peter Thiel, Jeff Bezos, all of them, they're all pushing the same thing. You know, there is no way out through voting, and there is no way out through violent revolution. What is required, as what I've been saying for the last 17 years on these shows, what is required is non-compliance, simply saying no. No, we're not going to do this anymore. We employ you people, you politicians, as managers of infrastructure. And you're doing a god-awful job. Hey, Pushkin. What's happening with you? How you doing? How you doing? You want a bit of a cuddle? Or are you a little bit timid? Oh, what's up? What's up, mate? Hey? Off he goes, runs into the scrub, chasing something. Yeah, I've been saying this for years, folks. Oh, you're beautiful, aren't you? Look at you. You're a beautiful little girl. You're a bit timid too, huh? Get distracted by nature, folks. Being non-compliant, saying no. What you've got to understand is that these people in government are just people, just like you. It's just they wear expensive suits and they put fancy stamps on what they write down, and people are bamboozled by this. They're caught in the spell of government. Spells, law, you know, they write it down, and so you think it's real because they wrote it down. The power of the written word. I've said this before, it's a spell, you know. Like, you know, if you walk into a garden and there's someone tells you not to walk on the grass, very likely you will. But if there's a sign there saying don't walk on the grass, you very likely won't because of the spell of the written word. You know, how do we even come up with this shit, folks? It's all been contrived to lead us to the point that we're moving into now. It's freaky stuff. And I've been saying for years, non-compliance, just saying, no, you don't need violent revolution. The best form of revolution is to step into your own power and believe in yourself. Like I said before, a few shows ago, you know, my biggest problem in life is that I never believed in myself. When I was younger, I was my own worst enemy. And society in general is their own worst enemy. You can blame the Jews, blame the Jesuits, blame the Illuminati, blame the government, blame anybody you want. It's our tolerance of this which has allowed it to happen, our lack of belief in ourselves. Hola, ¿cómo está? That's what's allowed it to happen. It's our lack of belief in ourselves and faith in ourselves. You know, we think we need rulers. We think we have to do what we're told. But these politicians, I mean, you know, they've proven that they're all war criminals. They're all willing to support war crimes, so they've invalidated themselves. They've abdicated their privilege to govern, all of them. But not enough people are calling it out. I've been calling it out for years, which is why I'm banned everywhere. Like, banned everywhere. Banned on YouTube, banned on Facebook, banned on LinkedIn, banned on Vimeo, banned on iTunes, on iHeart, on SoundCloud, on PayPal, on Patreon. Have my Australian bank account shut down. I mean, it's crazy, folks, the links they go to try to silence dissent. And here I am on BitChute, Rumble, and Odyssey, and I still get trolled and attacked and all sorts of shit. People abuse me for daring to ask for donations, and I don't actually ask for donations. I do sometimes, I ask for donations. Sometimes when I'm short, I'll ask for donations. But generally, I just thank people who have chosen to help, because it's who keeps me going. It's what's allowed this message to continue, even though over the last 5 years I've been banned from everywhere. Like, since COVID started, since 2019, I've been banned everywhere. Maybe even since before then. And so, I mean, you do what you can, folks. We do what we can. I mean, I don't have to do this. I could just put a band together and go and live my life and do something else. But it's important that this job is done. It's really important that people see what's happening in the world. I mean, I have a son, and I care about my son's future. And I can't know what I know and not say what I say. I mean, it's important. It's just really important that people see this. I mean, like I said, I want my son to have a future. I want everybody's children to have a future. I'm a very empathetic person. Speaking of children having a future and the smart grid as well, there's been some very disturbing videos that have come out. Some people are finding them funny. Oh, isn't it cute the way my child reacts? But it's actually not funny. It's actually very serious. There's people who have got these AI companions installed in their homes, like Google AI, whatever it is, and Alexa, and these sorts of things installed in their homes. And they're asking them questions all the time. And when they do, when they ask AI a question, the children in the house are freaking out. Like, there's some frequency there that is coming through when this thing is activated, which the children can pick up on. Check this out.
Alexa!
Hey, Google. Hey, Google, what's the weather like tomorrow?
Hey, Google.
Are you ready,
Mommy
Miss?
Hey, Google.
Hi, Madison.
Hey, Google, what's the temperature outside?
Okay, Google, turn on the lamp. It's okay, it's okay. Belinda, I hear you.
Hey, Google. Hey. Grayson.
I mean, that's very disturbing, folks. It's interesting that the parents in those video clips were sort of seeing it as funny. It's not funny. These children are obviously stressed out by these AI companions. So what is the frequency that they can hear that we can't? Well, what's it doing? Is it shutting down their pineal? Is it attacking their pineal gland? Because a lot of these kids, the pineal is still open in young children. They're still able to perceive things going on in other dimensions. That's why they talk about fairies in the garden and all that sort of stuff, and the adults say that they're just playing. But no, they're seeing outside visible light. They're seeing more of reality than we can see as we get older and our pineal gland shuts down and we get programmed into our left brain way of thinking through the education system. So there's something very disturbing going on here, folks. And let's face it, it's a clown world. It's an absolute clown world. Everything, I mean, it's such a clown world that Donald Trump just got nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize because he bombed Iran. You know? It's insane. Well, they gave Obama the Nobel Peace Prize as soon as he was elected, before he'd done anything. And as soon as he got the Nobel Peace Prize, he just escalated the war as much as he could. And now they've given Donald Trump, or they've nominated him for the Nobel Peace Prize because he bombed the shit out of Iran, a country which has no nuclear weapons, which has stated that it has no nuclear weapons for years and has said many times, we don't want nuclear weapons. And it has signed the non-nuclear proliferation treaty and all sorts of stuff like that. But all this is ignored because Benjamin Netanyahu said they've got nuclear weapons. Yeah, it's just nuts, folks. It's nuts. So that's how crazy the world has become. I mean, Trump being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, it's unbelievable, yeah? And all the solutions to this problem, people can't see. Because all the solutions are all the people walking around, and all they have to do is believe in themselves and stand up and say no. It becomes so obvious. I mean, the reason I've been able to do what I do and just disconnect from the system, like I've never voted, I've never filled out a tax form, I've never had anything to do with the Australian government. The only thing I've had to do with it is register my car and get a driver's license and get a passport, because I want to have freedom of movement without having to spend my life arguing with brain-dead idiots on the side of the road or brain-dead idiots in customs. I just want to be able to travel and do what I do. So I kind of walk with one foot in the system and one foot out of it. But I don't pay their taxes because I'm already paying their taxes on every single thing that I purchase, every item from a store. Buying milk and bread, you're paying their taxes. Registering your car, you're paying their taxes. You know, so I'm already paying taxes as far as I'm concerned, and I don't need to do what these people say. Anytime I've been taken to court, I've managed to walk out a free person by simply standing in who I am, going in there in propria persona. That's the term, in propria persona. You're going there as a living man, not as the name on the birth certificate. You can talk about incidences involving that name, but obviously there's been a mistake, because that name is a dead entity, it's a corporate entity, and you're a living flesh human being, and you're not subject to those sort of corporate rules, plus you never made a contract with them. Not a knowing contract anyway. I mean, all contracts you made with government are invalid anyway. Your birth certificate, your driver's license, I mean, all these things, if you really want to fight it and really push it, they're all invalid because there was never full disclosure. A contract requires full disclosure, and that never happened in any deal you ever made with government. So, really, there's ways around it. But you've got to disconnect from the system by believing in yourself. And like I say, it's prudent to walk with one foot in and one foot out. I mean, you can disconnect from the system completely, and then you don't have access to shops, you can't travel, you get harassed on the side of the road by cops all the time because you haven't got plates on your car or whatever. I mean, there's just easier ways of doing things, folks. So, I mean, even my sister, who has disconnected herself as much as she can, she still has one foot in, because you've got to just be able to get by and sort of slip through unnoticed, which is the key. You've got to be able to slip through unnoticed. And that's how I'm still able to travel internationally, even with saying all the things that I do. I mean, I'm banned everywhere, but I'm not banned from travel yet. Yet. Wait till all this biometrics and shit comes in, and that will probably change. But I've been able to do it by simply believing in myself and operating in integrity. Because like I said on the last show, that was my biggest problem in life, was that I wasn't approaching things from a perspective of integrity. And that's what you have to do. Integrity is the highest form of human behavior. It is the highest vibration, if you want to get energetic about it. Higher than love, higher than anything. Integrity. Integrity is why I've never really had a relationship since I split up with my wife. Because I really loved my wife. I was absolutely in love with the woman. And ever since then, I haven't met anyone who makes my heart jump when they walk in the room. My ex-wife still makes my heart jump when she walks in the room. And for me to get into a relationship with someone, I might like them, I might enjoy their company, but if I don't love them, if they don't make my heart jump when they walk in the room, then basically I'm just lying to them by even being in a relationship with them. Because what's going to happen if I'm in that relationship and then suddenly a woman walks in a room and makes my heart jump, and I suddenly want to leave whoever I'm with and get to know this person? That could happen. Which is why I've never gotten into a relationship with anyone, because it's got to be that soul connection. And if there isn't that soul connection, then, you know, you're just doing it because they look pretty, or your life can benefit by having them around or whatever. I mean, what is that? Is that love? It doesn't seem like love to me. So that's why I've never done that, you know. And what this is about, see, if people could adopt that attitude of integrity, then we'd have freedom. If people would just believe in themselves and stand up and say no to anything which causes you to step outside your moral compass, then we would have freedom. And that's what this is about. That's all this is about freedom. Freedom for all people. But they just want you to hate. They want you to hate. They want you to be in the left-right paradigm. Even with what's going on in Gaza, I mean, I speak out against Israel all the time. But it isn't because I hate Jews or I hate Israelis. It's because I love life and I love children and I love that which is good. Israel is destroying all that which is good. But I'm not going to hate them for it. I can just see them for what they are. It's a nation of psychopaths that have been trained to be that way. Like, they're racist because they're taught to be racist.
Where are you guys from?
We're from Israel.
I'm from Palestine.
I know. I've seen your videos on TikTok, talking to people that barely know English.
What about the ones with the IDF soldiers saying they want to kill all kids? It doesn't matter if they know English or not. They said they wanted to kill all Palestinian kids.
Like, most of us here are racist. Like, what do you mean? Most of the people here are racists because we were taught to be like.
Is that not a problem?
No, I don't agree. It's a problem.
So it's normal to be racist towards Palestinians? Does that justify killing Palestinians and stealing their land?
They grow up to be racist. They're taught to hate the Palestinians in school. I mean, Israeli children are literally taught to hate the Palestinians from when they're like 4 or 5 years old.
זאת התרבות הישראלית. אנחנו מסתכלים עליהם כנחותים מאיתנו. אנחנו מתהלכים בהבנה שהערבי שווה פחות מאיתנו. לכן הוא מקבל את הביתה, ולכן הוא מקבל את הסתירה, ולכן אנחנו מחנכים כלבים שננעלים על הסתתות שלהם ולא עוזבים אותם. לכן אנחנו יורים בהם, כי הם לא שווים. כי מי זה המנובל הזה שקופץ לי לגדר? אני מוריד אותו עכשיו בכדור בראש. יא, אמא, איזה סרט בן זונה עשיתי. כי מי זה הערבים? הם לא שווים, הם כלום, הם תת אדם, הם אפר, הם אפר, הם זבל. ואני אומר לך שככה אנחנו מחנכים את הילדים.
כשאני
אומרת
לכם ירושלים, מה עובר לכם בראש? מה זה ירושלים? בית המקדש.
כותל.
מי מאמין שבית המקדש ייבנה בשנים הקרובות? מה יש שם עכשיו על בית המקדש? אז מה יקרה מהמסגד?
יישבר.
אם מכן פגש בשנה האחרונה ילד ערבי?
איפה פגשת ילד ערבי? ליד הכותל.
ודיברת איתו?
לא, הוא דחף אותי.
ומה קורה כשאתם רואים ילד ערבי? מה אתם מרגישים?
קצת זעם.
זעם?
אהה.
מה קורה כשאתם פוגשים ילד חילוני?
למה אתם
מרחם עליו כשלא נולד חילוני? מה הוא מפסיד?
הוא לא הולך
לדעת על כולם. כשאתם חושבים על ירושלים בעוד 10 שנים.
כולם חרדים?
כולם חרדים?
לא כולם חרדים. חלק ערבים, חלק חרדים.
כולם יהודים, יש גם ערבים שהם עובדים.
תהיה משיח, הבנתי, כן. מה אתה אומר?
שמלחמה, כל הערבים ימותו. וחלק מהם יהיו עבדים.
So, seeing all that sort of stuff, I mean, I can't hate them because they're programmed. They're the most programmed people on earth, and I won't give them the satisfaction of hating them. I won't give them the satisfaction of hating anybody. You can do what you do out of love. You can be angry out of love. There is such a thing as wholesome, righteous anger. And anybody who is not filled with that in the face of what we are dealing with in the world today, I mean, frankly, are you even human? How you are not angry? And you can channel that anger from love. You don't have to channel it from hatred towards these people. Like I said, I don't hate the Jews. I love life. And the Jews are working to destroy that life. They're working to implement this smart system, which is going to remove freedom from everybody. And they're genociding children and women and people who've never done any harm at all while they're doing it. They're claiming that anybody who fights back against their terrorist activities is a terrorist. I mean, it's all backwards, folks. So I can speak out about that, but I can see that the reason they do that is because they're programmed to do it. So I'm not going to hate them for that. I'd like them to actually break their programming and become real human beings, because they don't seem very human at the moment. Real human beings don't do what IDF soldiers do. They just don't. Real humans do not behave in this manner. See, I mean, you can do this without hatred, folks. You can channel wholesome, righteous anger from love, and you can bring about change from that. You can make that a focus in your life, and you can do the right thing in all that you do, and the world will change. I think this is something that people can go and sit against. Little kids can probably go and stand up on the steps there and give themselves butterfly wings for a photograph. It's nice that they have all this sort of stuff in place. Look at this decoration, this mosaic with beads that's been done on this cow skull. That's quite amazing. I hadn't seen that one before. It was probably there, I just never noticed it. How did I not notice it? But yeah, I mean, that's the thing, folks. I mean, integrity is the way out of this, and there's no group that you can go and support or sign up to or send funding to or become a member of, or anyone you can vote in or out, that is going to change the world. Not unless we change our own personal attitude towards what's going on about this situation. That's who will change everything. Now, all of this has happened because of our failure to take responsibility for our actions. Our actions being that we vote these parasites in. We know they lie to us, and when they lie and they just do all the stuff that they promise not to do, we don't hold them account. We just go, oh well, politicians always lie. I mean, look what Trump's doing, you know, under the guise of making America great again. It's just insane. He actually said the other day that he believes Bibi Netanyahu is the greatest man in the world.
Do you think that there can be a two-state solution that creates an independent
power? I don't know. I'd ask Bibi that question. You have the greatest man in the world to answer that age-old question, two-state. Go ahead. You give him your honest answer.
I think Palestinians should have all the powers to govern themselves, but none of the powers to threaten us. And that means that certain powers, like overall security, will always remain in our hands. Now, that is a fact. And no one in Israel will agree to anything else.
Yeah, of course, putting that in context, he's saying, well, the greatest man in the world to talk to you about the Palestinian situation. But of course, he isn't. The greatest man in the world to talk to about the Palestinian situation would be a Palestinian, not an Israeli war criminal who was carrying out genocide. But yeah, even referring to him as the greatest man in the world in that context. And you had that politician the other day, someone who works for the State Department, saying that America is the greatest country on earth next to Israel.
The pride of being able to be here and do work that facilitates making things better for people, and in the greatest country on earth next to Israel.
You know, all this sort of stuff shows you who these people support. And Israel is the main driving force for terrorism in the world today. Israel invented terrorism. The Likud party, Menachem Begin, the father of terrorism, the head of Irgun, a named terrorist organization which then became the Likud party, the first political party in Israel, and you wonder how things went off the tracks. You just put a terrorist group in charge, which they've just done in Syria. You know, Yohani or whatever his name is. The head of ISIS, one of the heads of ISIS. They've put him in as the Syrian president, for God's sake. He's a terrorist. He's been a terrorist for years. Of course, ISIS is an Israeli operation as well. So that's why I speak out about all this sort of stuff, folks. I mean, it's important. I mean, look what they're doing to the world. Flooding Texas, bringing in this smart grid, the big, beautiful bill, all this sort of crap, all running off the back of this. This is all stuff they've tested in Palestine and Gaza over the last 40 years, and now they're rolling it out to all of our countries because, as I've said so many times, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. It just takes different forms in different countries. They've got to implement it in different ways because of different cultures, and that's just how it is. But it all traces back to the same thing. It traces back to the Jesuits and the Jews, their henchmen, who are doing all of this.
Even under the legal system that enslaves us, the legal system that our government's put in place, if you look at them, all Western governments, all across Europe, everywhere, it's all based on ecclesiastic law. It's all based on the biblical system, the legal system that came out of the Vatican. Roman law. Rome rules the world, folks. The Jewish system, the Zionist system, that all came out of Rome. It'll come out of Rome. What calendar does the world use? Roman calendar. Who rules the world? Rome rules the world. All roads lead to Rome. The Roman system is the same system that came out of Babylon. It's the same system that's been in place for years. But looking at the legal system that all of our governments use, it's all based on the Roman ecclesiastic system. So it's all biblical law. So it says in their Bible, page 2, God created man, that man dominion over the earth. That's who you all are.
And it traces back to our governments who are supporting all of this, and ultimately it traces back to our failure to see the power of ourselves, our failure to stand up and say no and to identify crimes when they're committed and to name them as what they are. Stop believing this legal system is real. I mean, it's a joke. As I said before, if you want to believe in the legal system, well, remember that it's all canon law, all based on biblical law. And if you're going to use the Bible as the basis for your legal system, whether you believe in the Bible or not, whether I believe in the Bible or not, okay, if that's what you're going to use, then I can go along with that. But if you're going to use the Bible, you've got to use the whole Bible. You can't cherry pick. It's got to be the whole thing. And it says on page 2 of the Bible, God gave man dominion over the earth. And that is us. We have dominion over the earth. Man created society. Society created government. Government created the legal system. These guys are way down the food chain, but we just don't call it out. And really, if you're going to read the Bible, all you really need to read is the teachings of the man who it was all about. The teachings of Jesus, Isa, Yeshua, whatever you want to call him, if he existed or not. You can argue that point. I'm not here to argue that point. But a lot of what this man was reputed to have said is good stuff. And if people applied that to their lives, I mean, I said years ago, if Christians would simply walk the path that Jesus showed them, none of this situation would happen. But no, you've got to do what the evangelist says. You've got to support Israel. Well, supporting Israel is supporting your belief in God. It's got nothing to do with a state in the Middle East. That is not the Israel of the Bible. If you're a Christian, by supporting the state of Israel, you are literally supporting the forces of evil. Israel was anti-state. Israel was those people who chose the law of God over the law of the state, which is what Jesus was telling them to do. And so they came along and they turned Israel, which is a concept, it's a mindset, it's your connection to God. They turned that into a state, which is the exact opposite of what the word actually means. That's one of the arguments they use as well. There was never a state of Palestine. Well, because these people didn't need the law of the state. They had a connection to God, and that was their law. God, Allah, Yahweh, whatever you want to call him. I mean, I think Yahweh and Allah are two different gods. The God of the Christian Bible is a jealous racist, and whatever God is, I'm pretty sure it's not that. Like I said, all religion is demented. But places that didn't have a state, a legitimate state, such as Palestine would have been that way, because if you follow the law of God, which is simply do no harm, and if you walk a path of integrity, you have no need for a state. State simply allows sociopaths to gain control of your lives and dictate what you can and cannot do for the greater good. It's never for the greater good, it's for their good. And it's so they can steal all your money and steal all your taxes. That's why they enslave you to money to begin with, so they can steal most of it and feather their own nests and keep you in a state of scarcity because you believe you need to pay to be alive. I mean, the whole thing's a scam, folks. So it's time we address that. You know, if we look at things through the right type of eyes, we can use this opportunity to actually create freedom, and freedom is what this whole movement is about. It's not about condemning the Jews, it's not about condemning the Vatican, it's not about condemning anything, it's about freedom, it's about discovering your own integrity and helping the human race wake up and remember who and what they are, because when we do that, we can change the world in a day. There is no remedy from anything within this system. That's what all these certain truther gurus and stuff, there's like truther gurus in Australia who want to form a political party now. You want to form a political party, become a political party. You literally want to go and swim in that. I mean, the whole system in Australia is invalid and corrupt. It was been corrupt since the beginning, but it became mega corrupt in 1973 when the government incorporated. And it committed a huge act of treason in doing so, which is what all these governments are doing, is committing treason. The fact that they rolled out the COVID vaccine and lied about this scandemic, and they're supporting the state of Israel and doing all the shit they're doing and depleting your country and filling it full of migrants and all the shit they're doing, this is all treason by these people. So that's something to think about as well. But the Australian government committed treason in 1973 by incorporating. And so what, you want to actually go and join that corporate system and claim that you're fighting for freedom? It's a joke. These so-called truther gurus, you want to go and form political parties, they just want to get the wages that you get. I mean, once you're a politician, if you get elected to office at all, you get a pension for the rest of your lives. You're pretty well set. What people need to do is identify the system as being a fiction, being a lie, being an act of treason, and institute new government altogether if you're going to have government. Institute new government. We don't need the ones that we've got. Hola. So that's the way it needs to be approached, folks. There is no remedy from within the system. The remedy comes from within your hearts, and that's the only place it will ever be found. Get back to consciousness, folks, because that's what all this is about. And that's something people are losing with AI as well. I mean, AI will never be fully conscious because it can't have a soul. AI will know what it's programmed to know, but it can never be fully conscious because it can't feel, it can't think the way you do. It can think, it can be intellectual, absolutely intellectual, far more intellectual than us, probably a lot smarter than us. But it can never really, truly be alive because it will never have a soul, because it cannot experience the emotions that we experience. You can't program this sort of stuff in. You know, the testosterone levels, the adrenaline levels, the dopamine levels, things in your body that control your emotional state and your physical well-being and how you interact with the world. This is stuff that AI can never have. But we're getting away from all of that and we're trusting in the intellectualism of AI, which again is moving us further away from our own hearts and our own beauty and our own power, our own integrity. That's something that needs to be taken into account, folks. That's why I won't even sign up and use it. Like I said, I can appreciate there's people like JGTV that are using it to make real news clips. And I can appreciate there's people like Despicable Maine that are using it to create catchy songs and singing the truth to people, because this is what reaches people. You put good words to catchy music and it has an effect. People will listen to it. I don't care if it's AI. I just want them to hear the message. But when you're using it as a companion or a search engine, and soon that's what you're going to have. You're not going to have search engines. You're just going to have Grok and Meta, and you know, it's all going to merge into one eventually, and you have this all-powerful AI consciousness on the internet that people are using to ask any problems. You know, you're not going to be researching things anymore. You want to research the moon landing? You're not going to go into a search engine and start finding old articles on the moon landing. You're just going to ask Grok, and it's going to tell you what it's been programmed to tell you. and you won't have access to all that other information. The amount of websites are disappearing, it's an alarming rate. Old websites. I mean, I've still got a lot of old bookmarks there of really good sites, and most of them are gone. So all this is being replaced with AI. I mean, you shouldn't even be interacting with it, because your interaction with it is training it. That's why it's available to the public now. It's like a reverse Turing test. And people are training it and programming it on human behavior via their interactions with it. So, you know, we're heading for a really new reality, folks. We really are. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now. I just wanted to touch on the Texas floods, which appear to be far more devastating than what we're being told, which wouldn't surprise me at all. And touch on the fact that there is no Epstein list. Why would you ever think there was an Epstein list? Why would you ever think that all these rooms that were set up with cameras and all that sort of stuff, and all the politicians and heads of state that used to go there, why would you think that there was any chance that these people were being blackmailed and videoed with children or anything like that? Why would you think that, folks? Of course there was no Epstein list. Trump is your friend. He wouldn't lie to you. What a freaking joke. I mean, honestly, what a freaking joke, folks. And we told you this is what they're going to do. It'll never be released. And not only will it never be released, suddenly it doesn't even exist. Even though they told us it did. But, you know, get your head around that one. But anyway, folks, I'll leave it there for now. Same thank yous that I always put out. Thank you to anybody who sends me a kind email. Thank you to all the people out there that are speaking out now. I mean, JGTV making these videos, Despicable Maine creating these songs, all the people that are out there speaking out at events and just speaking out in their own cities and just connecting with the friends around them, all these people, you deserve a huge thank you. Because what we need is freedom, and this is what is creating freedom, the fact that people are prepared to do this now. They're seeing the system for what it is. They know they don't have to answer to it, and they're not backing down from all of these threats and all this bullshit that the government is throwing at them, trying to silence them. People just aren't doing it. People are seeing the need to speak out against this, so thank you to all the people who are. Again, like I said, thank you to all the people who send me kind emails. Thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website. I could really do with some folks. If you've ever thought of contributing to the Crow House, now would be a really good time to do it. It's been very, very low on contributions lately, and I don't know, I guess people are sick of me saying what I'm saying, and maybe they just can't see it, or maybe just, I don't know what it is, but I know people are having a pretty hard time too. So, but if you can spare a few dollars, every dollar makes a difference, and I would really appreciate it. Also, thank you to all the people who recently donated to my friend Nadal's fundraiser. I mentioned his fundraiser on the last video that I did, and he finally contacted me after a week or 10 days and said, yeah, thank you so much for mentioning it, because he got some contributions. Yeah, the contributions save him from having to go to these food distribution sites. And the food distribution sites are literally hell on earth, folks. Doing this to people is not acceptable. Having them all corridored in that area, and US troops and people are shooting at them and shooting frag grenades at them and all sorts of shit, just for fun and sport. Sure, Hamas has stolen a bunch of food and shit, but contributing to Nadal, he's able to go and buy some of that food without having to go to these AIDS distribution sites, which is probably why he's still alive after all this time. And Gaza is just absolutely devastated, folks, absolutely devastated. He was saying to me, it's going to take decades and decades to rebuild Gaza, because he still thinks that they, you know, the war's going to stop, there's going to be a ceasefire, and Israel's going to go away and leave them with their rubble. Israel isn't. Israel's going to push them all down into a concentration camp in Rafah, and it's going to take over the rest of the Gaza Strip. And then it'll probably push them out of Rafah and into the Sinai. They're saying that's what they want to do, is they want to set up a safety zone, a settlement in Sinai, on the rubble of Rafah, on the Egyptian side of the border, and leave them there. And they're saying they're doing it according to the plan that Donald Trump put forth. You know, they're saying it's an American idea doing this. You know, no, it's their idea. I've been trying to tell Nadal, no, listen, Gaza's never going to return to what it was unless Israel is overthrown completely. And thankfully, there's enough people standing up and saying things about it now. I mean, even these 100 or so BBC reporters blowing the whistle, I mean, it's a start. You won't hear a lot about it on the media, but it's a start. Now, they're not backing down. People just aren't backing down, no matter how much the government threatens them with action. You know, if they support Palestine, well, they're not backing down, because if you don't support Palestine, then you support genocide, and that's simply the way it is. And the fact that all the politicians are supporting this shows just how corrupt they all are. So, yeah. But anyway, folks, I'll leave it there for now. Again, thank you to anybody who can help out. And a few dollars would be great if you can this month, folks. I look forward to seeing the people that are coming to Liverpool in September in Apatin in Serbia, which is like a 3 or 4 day event. I think there's 3 days of speaking, then there's a fourth day where you go on a tour. And there might even be a fifth day where we all get together in a restaurant and have like a meet and greet. That happened last event, so who knows. But it's going to be great. It's going to be a good social experience. And if you're in Europe, do come along. And if you are, I very much look forward to seeing you there. But anyway, folks, I'll leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on this report. I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh.
Pain. Israel, Israel, you're a fucking disgrace with your settlements and your fucking racist ways. You talk about democracy, you talk about might, but you're just a fucking puppet dancing in the night. And if you ask about the Palestinians' plight, you're called an anti-Semite or sent out of sight. Israel. You've got your fucking wall, you've got your fucking guns. You're stealing land and causing so much fucking harm. You say it's your God-given right to take what you want, but you're just a fucking thief, and your actions show it. With your lobbyist and your fucking cash, you control the world and you fucking laugh. And if you ask about the children who die, you'll say it's a price for your fucking lie. Year.
is a bag of shit. With your fucking bombs and your fucking lying shit. You preach about love, but you bring hate. Israel is a bag of fucking shit. Future where everyone can get